Educational Program Oversight Committee for February 1st, 2022. It is now 9 o'clock. My name is Michael Barre. I'm the chair, and we're going to move through our roll call. Commissioner John Brown. Okay, Commissioner David John.
I am here.
Commissioner Brian Langille.
Here.
And Commissioner Brad Schiffer.
I'm on.
Excellent. Good morning. Also from staff, we have Michael Clark, Justin Vogel. Justin, are you on?
Yes, Commissioner Barre, I'm on.
Okay, thank you, sir. We've got Jim Hammers.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
And, of course, we have Thomas Campbell.
I'm on.
And Mo Madani. I think I see Mo there. Have I missed anybody, Thomas?
In. I'm in.
Nope, that comment, that covers it. You're good to go.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, I believe we have a quorum of commissioners. We're going to review and approve the meeting agenda. After doing so, we'll look for a motion.
So we have Langille.
Second, John.
We have a first, Commissioner Langille. Second, Commissioner John, for approval of the meeting agenda. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The agenda is approved. Okay, we're going to review and approve the meeting minutes from December 3rd, 2021. If you haven't done so already, please take a moment to review those. If you have, then we're ready for a motion.
Schiffer will move it.
Langille, second.
Thank you. We have a first from Commissioner Schiffer, a second from Commissioner Langille. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, item number four on the agenda, pending accreditor applications for recommendations to the commission. The Educational POC did not receive for consideration any accreditor applications or administratively approved updated courses, and therefore no motion is needed at this time. So we'll move to agenda item number five, and we'll start with a course advanced FBC mixed use buildings. Course number is 1084.0, and Mr. Clark, I'll pass it to you.
Mr. Chair, the provider for this course is AIA Florida. The accreditor is Code Consulting Services, and the accreditation date was 1/12/22. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that provides an overview of how to understand the use of the Florida Building Code as a design determinant for mixed-use buildings. The course will also define how architects can combine multiple occupancies compliant with the Florida Building Code. It will also develop concepts for determining allowable building sizes compliant with height and area regulations, fire separation requirements, potential detailing requirements, and address construction types 3, 4, and 5 type buildings. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the current code edition was not included in the course title. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. So then, would that be a modification in a motion if there was missing the course title?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Course title being added.
Yes, sir. Okay. So before we bring it to the commission for discussion, we're going to open up public comment. If there's any public comment on this course, please identify yourself now.
Hi, this is Wendy Johnson with AIA Florida. I just need clarification on how to resubmit. Do I need to resubmit the course, or just is it contingent upon the title change? How do I get this approved?
I will send via email, I'll send you a notice, Wendy, where you can go in and just change the title and then resubmit it.
Okay. And does it have to go through the POC process again?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Okay. No. Well, that's going to come up in the next one because it's the same course, just in the internet version.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy. Is there any other public comment? Okay. Hearing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the POC for discussion.
Schiffer moves approval.
Thank
you.
Second.
So, Commissioner Schiffer, we're let's just specify. We're moving approval with the addition of the course title being added to the course.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. And then who was the second, please?
It is Brian.
Okay. Commissioner Langill. All right. Excellent. So we have a first and a second.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Other than the title change, which I think needs to be done, this wasn't an excellent course. I really thought that this is kind of like what we're going to do in the future with just the two documents to review, with really saved a lot of time and effort. So I would compliment AIA for doing a good job on their submission.
Excellent. Good comment. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark, would you take us to the next one, please?
The next is course number 1086.0. The course title is Advanced FBC, Mixed Use Buildings, Provider AIA Florida, Accreditor Code Consulting Services, Accreditation Date 1/12/22. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that provides an overview of how to understand the use of the Florida Building Code as a design determinant for mixed-use buildings. The course will also define how architects can combine multiple occupancies compliant with the Florida Building Code. It will also develop concepts for determining allowable building sizes compliant with height and area regulations, fire separation requirements, and potential detailing requirements, and address construction types 3, 4, and 5 type buildings. After administrative review, it was found that the current code edition was not included in the course title. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval subject to the code edition being added to the course title.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment at this time. All right, hearing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the POC for discussion and a motion.
Schiffer will move with the addition of the code edition in the title.
I'll second that, Langill.
All right, Commissioner Schiffer and Commissioner Langill, any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, motion carries. Thank you. We'll move on to the next course number 1083. Mr. Clark.
Mr. Chair, the title of this course is Analysis of Changes to the 7th Edition Florida Building Code, an Advanced Course. The provider is PDH Academy. The accreditor is Bill Dumbaugh. The accreditation date was 1/9/22. This is a two-hour online course that discusses some of the most significant changes made to the code from the previous version, Florida Building Code 6th Edition. This course is provided in accordance with the requirements of the Florida BBPR for the required Advanced Florida Building Code module. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Clark. We're going to open public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll close it and bring it back to the commission or to the POC for discussion.
Schiffer will move approval.
John, second.
Thank you. We have a first with Commissioner Schiffer, second with Commissioner John. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Agenda item number six, we have no pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation to the commission. We'll move to agenda item number seven, and we're going to discuss course number 1046. Mr. Clark?
The course title is 2020 Advanced Backflow Prevention Internet Course 1 Hour. The provider is Steve Kirkpatrick. The prior accreditor was Code Consulting Services. And the affirmation date for this course was 12/17/21. This is a 1 hour online course that will provide contractors with advanced building code training focusing on backflow prevention and cross connection control. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We're going to open up public comment on this at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commission for discussion.
Michael, this is David John. Can I make a comment, please?
Absolutely. Commissioner John, absolutely.
Yeah, I wonder if we could take a look at the title slide. Is that correct, Michael, what they have on there?
Okay. Give it a few more seconds. I'm pulling it up. It's considered a title slide. I think moving forward after this meeting, as we had talked about with the changes, obviously we'll need more information on the title slide. But I think we're letting this go. It's got the title is correct. What we're lacking is information about the provider. And I think all the requirements will kick in the next cycle.
So you don't need anything on there about the Florida Building Commission on that slide?
No. Unless the POC is, if you make that decision, that's fine.
Well, I would like to recommend they at least have the Florida Building Commission somewhere on that. If we're approving this as a Florida Building Commission course, it should at least say something about it, right?
Well, the title of the slide or of the presentation, it does have the code year of 2020, and it's identifying that it's an advanced course. Would you be looking for a specific site to the second edition 2020 of the building code?
You know, I would think it's not a lot of work just to add the Florida Building Commission and an advanced course onto that slide. I would approve the course. I have no issue with the course itself. Okay. I just think that if they're going to present this course, it needs to be shown. I feel it needs to be shown that it was an approved as an advanced course for the Florida Building Commission. So, Michael, I would approve the course, but if you could maybe, I mean, that's an easy change to make, right?
Yeah, very easy.
That's my recommendation.
Okay, so we're gonna back up here. I guess just a second. So we've got a first and a second. We're in discussion. Do we need to make an update then, or a modification to the motion to incorporate what Commissioner John has said, or are we moving forward with the existing motion on the floor?
Can make a motion that we add something about, we add that it's a Florida Building Commission advanced course, just a couple words on that title slide. I make a motion that we add that.
Okay. And Mr. Clark, we have no issue with that?
No. None, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All right. Very good. And I'm going to correct myself. I don't actually believe we had a motion on this course. I think Commissioner John created the first motion on this course. So forgive me for the confusion. So we have a first from Commissioner John with a modification. Is there a second?
I'll second, Langill.
Commissioner Langill, thank you. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All right, thank you. Agenda item number 8. We've got course number 939.1. Mr. Clark?
The title of this course is 2020 HVAC Codes for Existing Florida Buildings and Systems 2020 Advanced Code. The provider is Florida Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Contractors Association. The prior accreditor was JC Code and Construction Consultant. And the affirmation date for this course was 1/14/22. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that covers an array of HVAC-related codes and statutes that commonly come up regarding existing Florida buildings and mechanical systems. The course examines the relationship between the FBC 2020 existing building and other Florida codes and statutes that govern existing mechanical systems and existing buildings. The course also covers the related provisions of NFPA 101 Chapter 43, Building Rehabilitation. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that multiple changes had been made to the course as a result of changes to the 2017 HVAC code section. This course should have been treated as an updated course and gone through the accreditation process. As a result, I recommend denial of this course.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Clark. Okay, so we're going to open it up now for public comment. Hearing no public comment, we're going to close public comment and bring it back to the commission, keeping in mind that the recommendation has been denial.
Michael, can I make a motion?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we deny based on there have been multiple changes in this presentation.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner John. Do we have a second?
I'll second, Langill.
Thank you, Commissioner Langill. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, motion to deny is approved. All right, the Educational Administrative Activity Report, Mr. Clark.
Mr. Chairman, the Education Administrator Activity Report contains a brief description of the normal activities of the administrator from November 20th, 2021 through January 18th, 2022, which includes staffing the ad hoc meetings and handling any inquiries or requests that come in concerning the FBC education program. Also included is training funding information for 2021-2022, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the February 1st, 2022 EDPOC agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Agenda item number 10, other POC business. And I'll open the floor up if there is any. Okay, hearing none, we're going to open up our last public comment. At this time, hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and move to item number 12, POC member and staff comments. Are there any POC members or staff that would like to make a comment at this time?
Yes, Mr. Chair, it's Tom Kent. Tom Campbell, and I'd like to make a comment about what we've attached to the agenda there.
Yes, sir.
So what we put together for you and for accreditors and course providers is a checklist of all a course and what they can be doing to effectively prepare their corpsmen, their courses to the requirements of the rule and the application. Our plan is to have Michael do this checklist for each one of the courses that appears on the agenda, and he'll be making annotations as to where you'll be able to find these items, in each one of the applications going forward. Does anybody have any questions about the checklist?
Tom, this is David. When will this go into effect?
This will be on. These will be on for the April agenda, or the meeting might be in March, but it will apply to all corpsmen, all courses that are submitted from here on out.
So, as effective today, they need to be following this checklist, and then we won't have to look at these courses until March or April, you're saying?
Yeah, the next time you'll look at corpsmen at courses will be in preparation for the April commission meeting.
Thank you, Tom.
Any other questions? All right.
I have a question from the public, Joe Belcher.
Yeah, sure, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's not necessarily on the checklist, but I just want to clarify something for future reference. On that course that was conditional approval based on putting something related to the Florida Building Commission in the title, I want to make sure I understand this. This says it should be the code edition, law, administrative rule, et cetera, and the word advanced. Are we looking now to have a statement that says approved by the Florida Building Commission? Is that going to be something that an accreditor will need to be looking at?
That would need to be in there, but if you look at the requirements on the checklist for what's required in the title slide, there is new additional information that is required on the title slide. But we gave a conditional approval to that course. It was based on the fact that it didn't actually have a reference to the building code, and it just said 2020.
Okay, so I understand now. Okay, thank you.
All right, Thomas, is there anything else?
Nope, that's all I have.
All right, thank you, sir. I think this checklist is going to make it not only easier for the creation of the courses, but also for the POC to do its review. So thank you for that. Are there any other comments either from the POC or from staff? All right, hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you so much for your time this morning in review of the Educational Program Oversight Committee for February 1st, 2022. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.